Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch, a veteran educator and school administrator stepping up to run for the St. Louis Public School Board. She also happens to be the wife of former district superintendent Dr. Kelvin Adams. Dr. Karen Collins Adams was in leadership in the Hazelwood School District for many years and is now project director for the Rising Teachers Initiative at St. Louis University. Thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So a lot of people are asking, why are you running? Why get involved?
Well, I live in the city of St. Louis. And unfortunately, until recently, I have only been able to work as a school educator in the county because my husband was superintendent of the school district. It would be wonderful to be able to continue my career in education and have a voice in the city where I live by joining the school board. And just with the recent events that are going on, I see that it's important to have a voice of an educator on the board.
What's your assessment of the district status at this point?
I think they have disappointed the community. And when you have financial issues, it signals something wrong with leadership and that we have to start working really hard to monitor what we intend to do to be able to correct that, and then how we're going to build our future. So right now, I think the biggest thing that has happened with everything that the financial concerns that we're having in the school district will impact education for our students. Of course, we already saw the fiasco with the transportation department, getting children to school. You can't teach them unless they get there. And all of these things are disappointing to the overall community.
What are your thoughts on the short tenure of Keisha Scarlett?
Well, I think that was the board made the decision for that. I think right now it is, there was a report. I did read much of the report, and I really don't have much to say with that. I do think that there's a lot of work to be done as a result of what happened, though.
Do you think the board failed?
No, I don't know that they actually failed. Failure is a hard word to use. I think that my personal opinion is that the board needs to work a little harder to be able to determine where they want to go in the future. And that means monitoring fiscal, the things that are going on in the district and actually utilizing their fiscal responsibility. They're responsible to the community and the money that goes into that school district.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about that a little bit more, because I think a lot of people are scratching their heads how the district has gone from a $17 million surplus to what we're being told now is a $35 million deficit because of obligations that it has. What do you think happened with the district's budget?
I really don't know, unless I would actually see it laid out in front of me so that I could examine the different aspects of it. I mean, were there program changes? Were there vendor changes? Was there any turnaround in real estate? I mean, there are lots of things that could have gone into that. I don't have all of the details, and I certainly have not been one to investigate it. So I think that it would be important that if I would speak to it, I'd have to examine it first. And it doesn't take long to examine something. You just have to have the time and clarity to be able to look at what you need to see and then determine the next steps from it, because just to read something is not good enough. You have to know what you're going to do with what you read.
You're listening to Dr. Karen Collins-Adams. She is a longtime educator. She has entered the race for St. Louis School Board now. We mentioned some of your past experience. What do you think you bring to the board that could help this district?
Well, I bring a knowledge out of the K-12 environment and how school districts operate and how they prosper and how to build a future, what it takes to have a vision for a school district. I've worked at multiple levels, elementary as a elementary principal for many years, and then returned to that later on, high school principal, and I was in central office. I've worked in special education, and I've had long-term time in each one of those positions. So it's not like I was in it for a minute and then I moved around. I actually built my career through all of those steps.
No, not that you haven't had your own expertise. A lot of people are looking at this, though, and asking, you know, would you be drawing on your husband's experience or his consult or input if you were elected to the board?
No, I think I was a great supporter of his for the 14 years that he was in superintendent of St. Louis Public Schools. So I'm certain he will be a supporter of mine. But I have my own thoughts and processes for the way things should operate. I have experienced those things. I know it from the inside out. So I bring talent to the school board and strong thought processes. So although I would welcome the advice from anyone, including my husband, I think on my own.
Have you been to a recent school board meeting to know how decisions have been made in the district at this point?
I haven't been to one recently. I've been to them in the past.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think the board needs to focus on first if you're elected?
I think they need to look at how they're going to manage what the community feels is their major disappointment and how things seem to be, this is a strong word, crumbling. I don't believe it is enough. It's as bad as that, but it's moving in that direction. I think on the board, we need to start planning how we can rebuild the confidence of the community so that things can start growing. We need to monitor what's going on in our district, and we need to adjust all of our conversations to follow what's written in policy, because the board is a governing board. We actually govern what happens in the school district, and they hire the board is who hires the superintendent. So the board needs to monitor and have conversation and good input with the superintendent. They're the ones that evaluate the superintendent, who makes all the educational decisions in the school district.
Is this going to be a hard task now to find a new superintendent for the district?
I think anytime you look for a superintendent in any school district, it's a hard task. But I don't think it's going to be particularly hard to find someone really good for the St. Louis Public Schools. St. Louis is a wonderful place to live and send your children to school and church. And so I think that it's real important for the community to understand we will get someone else to be able to run the school district, but it's going to take due diligence. We have to actually look at the background of the person. Do they understand districts? Do they understand finance? Do they understand human resources and human capital? Those are the kinds of conversations that board members need to have, and have someone investigate all of those things from a person's past to see whether or not they're capable of handling a district the size of the St. Louis Public Schools.
Dr. Collins Adams, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate this.
That is Dr. Karen Collins Adams. She is with St. Louis University's Education Department, a former administrator for the Hazelwood School District, and now running for St. Louis Public School Board.